Mother, what are you... I thought you were a burglar.
I didn't mean to scare you, darling. I was just getting a snack. Go back to bed. What's the matter? Go on, back to bed. I'll make you a hot chocolate.
Who are you? And what have you done with my mother?
My mother has never set foot in this kitchen in her life. And she certainly never made me a hot chocolate. Unless you count ordering the maid to do it.
You're not scared of me?
I always believed I couldn't be the only one in the world. The only person who was different. And here you are, Charles Xavier.
Raven.
You're hungry and alone. Take whatever you want. We've got lots of food you don't have to steal. In fact, you never have to steal again.
Du musst das verstehen, Erik. Diese Nazis. Ich bin nicht so wie die.
Die gehen es in der Schlüssel. Das schon. Aber ihre Seele, blaue Augen, blonde Haare, einfach bämlich.
Ist die Schokolade? Die ist gut. Willst du?
Ich will meine Mama sehen.
Die Gene sind die Schlüssel. Der die Tür zu einer neuen Zeit öffnet, Erik. Eine neue Zukunft für die Menschheit. Evolution. Du weißt, wovon ich rede, oder? Ich bitte dich um etwas ganz Einfaches. Eine kleine Münze ist gar nichts im Vergleich zu einem großen Tor. Oder?
Ich hab's versucht, Herr Doktor. Ich kann nicht. Ich weiß nicht. Es geht nicht.
Das einzige Gute bei den Nazis ist, dass ihre Methoden anscheinend Erfolg haben. Es tut mir leid, Erik. Wir machen das so. Ich zähle bis drei. Und du bewegst die Münze. Wenn du die Münze nicht bewegst, schieße ich. Verstehst du? Eins.
Mama,
du schaffst das.
Zwei.
Alles ist gut. Alles ist gut. Alles ist gut.
Drei.
ausgezeichnet, Erik. Wir können deine Gabe also mit Wut hervorbringen. Wut und Schmerz. Du und ich, wir werden zusammen viel Spaß haben.
A gentleman would at least offer to buy me a drink first.
Newman, pint of bitter for me and a brandy for the lady, please.
How did you know that?
Lucky guess. Name's Xavier. Charles Xavier. How do you do?
Amy.
Heterochromia is in reference to your eyes, which I have to say are stunning. One green, one blue. It's a mutation. It's a very groovy mutation. I've got news for you, Amy. You are a mutant.
First you proposition a girl, and then you call her deformed. How is that seduction technique working for you?
I'll tell you in the morning. No, seriously, though, you mustn't knock it. Mutation took us from single-celled organisms to being the dominant form of reproductive life on this planet. Infinite forms of variation with each generation, all through mutation.
Then let's reclaim that word. Mutant and proud.
Chin chin, hey.
I guess I have to buy my own drink.
I'm sorry, one cola?
Charles here was just telling me that I'm like one of the first sea creatures that grew legs.
Tiny bit sexier. I'm sorry, this is my sister, Raven.
Hi,
Amy. And what are you studying?
Waitressing.
Ah. Oh, look, you have heterochromia too.
Sorry, what?
Look at her eye.
Right, Raven, get a coat, please.
Don't talk to me. You did that on purpose.
I did not.
Yes,
why would I do it on purpose? You know I can't control it sometimes if I'm stressed or I'm tired.
You seem to be doing a perfectly good job right now.
Mutant and proud. Or is that only with pretty mutations or invisible ones like yours? But if you're a freak, you better hide.
You're being ridiculous. Look, I don't mean to sound like an old fart.
Which you are.
Sometimes. But we've talked about this, Raven. A small slip-up is one thing. A big one does not bear thinking about.
Mutant and proud. Mutant and proud? If only... Would you date me?
Of course I would. Any young man would be lucky to have you. You're stunning.
Looking like this.
What? Blue. You're my oldest friend.
I'm your only friend.
Thank you for that.
Well?
I'm incapable of thinking of you that way. I feel responsible for you. Anything else would just feel wrong.
But what if you didn't know me?
Unfortunately, I do know you. God, I don't know what's gotten into you lately. You're awfully concerned with your looks.
I'm sleepy. Will you read to me?
I can't. I have my thesis coming up. I have to study.
Well, fine. Read that. Your thesis always sends me right off.
To Homo neanderthalensis, his mutant cousin, Homo sapien, was an aberration. Peaceful cohabitation, if ever it existed, was short-lived. Records show, without exception, that the arrival of the mutated human species in any region was followed by the immediate extinction of their less evolved kin.
La détention de cet or est illégale. Je devrais appeler la police.
Ne jouons pas ce jeu.
Où vient cet or?
D'un ami qui m'a chaudement recommandé votre banque.
Je vois. Vous connaissez nos conditions, monsieur.
Oui. Et vous devriez connaître la mienne. Cet or est tout ce qu'il reste, mon peuple. Fondu de leurs biens, arraché de leurs dents. Ceci est le prix de leur sang. Et vous allez m'aider à trouver les salauds qui ont fait ça. Touchez pas à cette alarme. Je veux Schmidt. Klaus Schmidt. Où est-il?
Nos clients. Ne donne pas l'adresse. Nous sommes
pas ce genre de banque? Des plombages en métal, hein? Pas en or. On a peur que quelqu'un vous les vole. Merci. Ça me ferait tellement plaisir de vous tuer. Alors, croyez-moi, si vous prévenez qui que ce soit de mon arrivée, je vous retrouverai.
Another day at the office.
Is that Colonel Hendry?
The NATO guy?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Because that's three mob bosses, the Italian ambassador, and the CEO of Lockheed.
They can't all be communists. The Hellfire Club's got to be something else.
Do you see that? Hello, girls. Wow, very nice.
What are you doing?
Using some equipment the CIA didn't give me. Stay put. Colonel Hendry?
Yes, ma'am.
Emma Frost, Sebastian Shaw's associate.
And where is Mr. Shaw?
We're having a party. And here's the entertainment. Come with me.
Sure we can't get you a refill, Bob?
No.
So I hear you blocked the proposal to position Jupiter missiles in Turkey. I expect you'll reconsider.
We've had this conversation. You put our nukes in Turkey or anywhere that close to Russia, and you're looking at war. Nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask for favors, Colonel. I express my expectations. So, let me say it again. I expect you'll reconsider.
The only thing I will reconsider is having another glass of that delicious champagne.
What the hell did you put in my drink?
You're thinking of running, hiding. We'd find you, Henry. There's not a fortress in the world that could keep us out.
Magnificent, isn't she, Bob? Genetic mutation. The evolution of the human genome. Where's Azazel? We don't want the Colonel to be late.
Comrade.
Missiles in Turkey send a very clear message. We ever decide to fire them, the Russian early warning system won't even have time to kick in.
This better be important, McTaggart. Whoa, 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 slow down. Smoking them funny cigarettes, people don't disappear.
Colonel Hendry was there. He was there, McCone, in the Hellfire Club.
Colonel Hendry.
I agree with you, General. I've reconsidered my position, and I now believe we should put Jupiter missiles in Turkey.
Colonel Hendry is here, so unless he
magically traveled 3,000 miles in the last 10 minutes.
Listen to me. I suggest that you stop wasting my time.
Looks like Hendry wants to start World War III.
I got bigger things to deal with right now, McTaggart.
Sir, I...
Have you lost your mind? So, well, now what?
We find an expert on genetic mutation.
Professor of Genetics, Charles Francis Xavier.
So, how does it feel to be a professor?
Oh, don't call me that. You don't get to be called a professor until you actually have a teaching position.
I know, but it suits you.
Oh, don't say that. Do say, let's go have a drink, though.
Let's go have a drink.
Wonderful.
Buenas tardes, caballeros.
Buenas tardes.
Calor, no?
Sí.
Una cerveza, por favor.
Deutsches Bier.
Claro.
Ja, ist Bitburger. Schmeckt gut, ne?
Das Beste. Was hat sie nach Argentinien verschlagen?
Ach, das Klima. Ich bin Schweinebauer.
Schneider. Seit meiner Kindheit. Mein Vater hat die schönsten Anzüge Düsseldorfs gemacht.
Meine Eltern kamen aus Düsseldorf.
Ja. Ach. Ja. Und wie ist dein Name?
Sie hatten keinen Namen. Ihr Name wurde ihnen weggenommen.
Schweinebauern.
Und Schneider.
Thank you.
Was würden Sie gerne zuerst verlieren?
Wir hatten unsere Befehle.
Also Blut.
Na los, schieß!
Say I'm Frankenstein's monster. I'm looking for my creator.
I need another drink, and you need another cola.
Congratulations, Professor.
Thank you very much. It's much harder than it looks, actually.
No, on your presentation.
Oh, you're at my presentation. How nice of you. Thank you very much.
Moira McTaggart.
Charles Xavier.
Do you have a minute?
For a pretty little beam with the mutated MCR1 gene, I have five. I say MCR1, you would say auburn hair. It's a mutation. Very groovy mutation. Mutation, right? Took us from single-celled organisms to the dominant form
of... You know what? This routine may go over great with the co-eds, but I'm here on business.
What?
I really need your help.
Right.
The kind of mutations that you were talking about in your thesis. I need to know if they may have already happened. In people alive today. I think we should just talk when you're sober. Do you have any time tomorrow?
Something tells me you already know the answer to your question. This is very important to me, and if I can help you, I will do my utmost.
Thank you.
Still drinking champagne, Bob?
I will pass.
Okay, well, so much for the pleasantries.
I was wondering... you told about our little arrangement?
No one.
He's telling the truth.
Good. Well, I guess we're done here. Let's wrap things up, shall we?
Oh, I knew better than to trust you. Now, you let me walk out of here with my money, or I will pull this pin and we all die.
Go ahead. Pull it.
I'll do it, I swear to God.
No, you won't. But I will.
One of them?
Very astute of you, Colonel Landry. You want to guess what I can do? I've got the power to absorb energy.
Keeps me young.
That's the boring part. The fun stuff is what I can do with it once I've got it.
The advent of the nuclear age may have accelerated the mutation process. Individuals with extraordinary abilities may already be among us. Thank you very much.
McTaggart, you really think that some crackpot scientist is going to make me believe in sparkly dames and vanishing men? You just bought yourself a one-way ticket back to the typing pool. This meeting is over.
Please sit down, Agent McTaggart. I didn't really expect you to believe me, given that all you could think about during my presentation was what sort of pie they were serving in the commissary. It's apple pecan. I haven't been entirely honest with you, love. I'm sorry.
You see, one of the many spectacular things my mutation allows me to do is that I can read your mind.
I've seen this before in a magic show. Are you going to ask us to think of a number between 1 and 10 now?
No, Agent Stryker, although I could ask you about your son, William, who you were thinking about, which is very nice, but I think I'd rather ask you about the Jupiter missiles America are currently placing in Turkey.
He's a goddamn spy. You brought a goddamn spy!
How's that for a magic trick?
Best I've ever seen.
I want them out of here. And locked down until I can figure out what to do.
My facility's off-site. I'll take them.
I can't believe this. You think the director of the CIA would have a little more composure? We should be going after Shaw right now, but instead he's up there worrying about the wrong mutants. What are we gonna do, Levine? Levine? Levine, what's wrong with you?
Absolutely nothing. I've just frozen him for a moment because I'd like to talk to you. It's good, isn't it? I'm as interested in this Sebastian Shaw as you are, and if you still want my help, meet me on the third floor of the parking garage.
I've always known that there were people like you out there. I've been the laughingstock of this agency for years, but I knew it. You were going to love my facility.
That's going to have to wait.
Why?
Agent McTaggart has a lead on Sebastian Shaw, and if we don't move now, apparently we're going to lose him.
What?
Not only can he read minds, he can communicate with them as well.
Laura and I have just had a lovely conversation.
Yes, we did.
That is incredible. But I cannot take you anywhere else without permission from upstairs.
Would you like to see one more magic trick?
Okay.
Get in the car.
Good idea.
Doctor.
Also, der kleine Erik Lenze.
He's here to kill you.
Was war denn das für eine Begrüßung? Nach all den Jahren.
Harm our own kind.
Ah, now it's a party.
This is the U.S. Coast Guard. Do not attempt to move your vessel. Stay where you are.
I have a telepath.
I've lost Shaw. There's something blocking me. This has never happened to me before. I think there's someone like me on that ship.
Like you?
I'm sorry, a telepath. This is incredible. I could actually feel her inside my mind. I'm very sorry, but I don't think I'm going to be much help to you tonight. You're on your own. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Get inside.
Stop.
Charles, are you okay?
There's someone else out there.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Thank you.
can't.
You'll drown.
You have to let go. I know what this means to you, but you're going to die. Please, Eric, calm your mind.
Charles Xavier,
are you in my head? How did you do that?
You have your tricks, I have mine. I'm like you. Just calm your mind.
I thought I was alone. You're not alone. Eric, you're not alone.
Facility. My mission has been to investigate the application of paranormal powers in military defense.
Or offense.
This guy Shaw, Schmidt, whatever you want to call him, he's working with the Russians. We might need your help to stop them.
Marvelous. So we're to be the CIA's new mutant division, yes?
Something like that.
It's a supersonic, most advanced plane ever built. You should see it in real life. It's incredible.
Hank, these are the special new recruits I was telling you about. This is Hank McCoy, one of our most talented young researchers.
How wonderful. Another mutant already here. What didn't you say?
Say what?
Because you don't know. I am so, so terribly sorry.
Hank?
You didn't ask, so I didn't tell.
So your mutation is what? You're super smart?
I'll say. Hank here graduated Harvard at the age of 15.
I wish that's all it was.
You're among friends now, Hank. You can show off. Splendid.
Sorry.
You're amazing.
Really?
The presence of U.S. missiles in Turkey represents an unprecedented threat to the people of the Soviet Union, warned Russian Foreign Minister Gromyko earlier today. But he was quick to insist the Russians would not be the first to initiate any military action.
Yeah, we'll fix that as soon as we get to Russia.
Unless the CIA find us first.
I'll take care of them, too.
If that telepath gets inside your head, he won't be as much fun as I am.
Already in hand, my love. Russians made me this. So, what am I thinking?
I don't know.
I was thinking that you are the most exquisite thing I've ever seen in my life. And that this needs ice. Fetch me some. There's a good girl.
Find a cure.
ever since I was a little boy.
You have no idea what I'd give to feel
normal. Charles has never understood. He's different, but he's never had to hide. Hank, this serum that you're making, it doesn't affect abilities, right? Just appearance. Normalizes it.
Yeah.
Do you think it would work on me?
I can look into it if you'd like. I mean, it's the least I can do after asking you to come down here with such a weird request.
I have to admit, usually when guys ask me out, they're not after my blood.
Sorry. I didn't intend to be forward. I was excited. You know, the nature of your mutation, if any genes hold the key to changing appearance, it's yours.
Hank, you weren't being forward. That's kind of what I meant.
No, but I'm just sorry if you thought I was.
I'm sorry that you weren't. Go ahead. Take the blood.
Sorry, did I hurt you?
Kinky. By the way, if I look like you, I wouldn't change a thing.
I know about you, I'm surprised you've managed to stay this long.
What do you know about me?
Everything.
Then you'll know to stay out of my head.
I'm sorry, Eric, but I've seen what Shaw did to you. I've felt your agony. I can help you.
I don't need your help.
Don't kid yourself. You needed my help last night. It's not just me you're walking away from. Here, you have the chance to be part of something much bigger than yourself. I won't stop you leaving. I could. But I won't. Shaw's got friends. He could do with some.
Hank turned that radar installation into a transmitter. It's designed to amplify brain waves so it could enhance your telepathic powers. Help us find other mutants for our division.
What if they don't want to be found by you?
Eric, you decided to stay.
If a new species is being discovered, it should be by its own kind. Charles and I find the mutants, no suits.
First of all, that's my machine out there. Second of all, much more importantly, this is Charles's decision. Charles is fine with the CIA being involved. Isn't that right?
No. I'm sorry, but I'm with Eric. We'll find them alone.
What if I say no?
Then good luck using your installation without me.
Cerebro.
Yep.
As in the Spanish for brain?
Yes.
Okay, so the electrodes connect Charles to the transmitter on the roof. When he picks up a mutant, his brain sends a signal through a relay, and then the coordinates of their location are printed out here.
You designed this?
Yeah.
What an adorable lab rat you make, Charles.
Don't spoil this for me, Eric.
No. I've been a lab rat. I know one when I see one.
Okay, great. Are you sure we can't shave your head?
Don't touch my hair.
Okay.
After that, Daddy-O, you get a private dance. You cats know it's double for both, right?
Hmm. No, that won't be necessary, although I'm sure it'd be magical.
We were thinking more. We'll show you ours, if you show us yours.
Baby, that is not the way it works around here.
More tea, Vicar?
Mind if I do?
My turn.
How would you like a job where you get to keep your clothes on?
Where to, fellas?
Richmond, Virginia, please.
Right, so you want the airport, the station, what?
No, we were rather hoping you would take us all the way.
That's a 6-hour drive.
That will give us plenty of time to talk.
What the hell does the government want with a guy like Alex Summers? Hope you're not planning on putting him with others. First guy I've ever met who actually prefers solitary confinement.
Crazy, huh?
What?
You like fish, I like fish too. Maybe we should get a bite sometime and talk about it.
I'd rather go out with the fish.
These fish?
Excuse me, I'm Eric Lentra.
Charles Xavier.
Go fuck yourself.
There's nothing on radar.
Nothing.
Sonar.
Yes.
Then we have a problem.
Beautiful, isn't it? The reason we exist. We are the children of the atom, my love.
We have a situation. The telepath. I shouldn't be able to feel him at this distance. It's like his reach is amplified. They're recruiting.
You go on to Russia. I'll handle them.
I can't stop thinking about the others out there. All those minds that I touched. I could feel them. Their isolation, their hopes, their ambitions. I tell you, we're at the start of something incredible, Eric. We can help them.
Can we? Identification, that's how it starts. And ends with being rounded up, experimented on, eliminated.
Yeah, not this time. We have common enemies. Sure, the Russians. They need us.
For now.
We should think of code names. We're government agents now. We should have secret code names.
I want to be called Mystique.
Damn, I wanted to be called Mystique.
Well, tough. I called it.
Whoa! Whoa. I'm way more mysterious than you.
Whoa! Darwin, what about you?
Well, Darwin's already a nickname and, you know, sort of fits. Adapt to survive and all.
Check this out.
Thank
That's
you.
Incredible.
Thanks. What about you?
I'm going to be Banshee.
Why do you want to be named after a wailing spirit?
You might want to cover your ears.
Your turn.
My stage name is Angel. Kind of fits. You can fly? Uh-huh. And, What's your name?
How about Bigfoot?
Well, you know what they say about guys with big feet? And, yours are kind of small.
Okay, now. Alex, what is your gift? What can you do?
It's not, I just can't do it. I can't do it in here.
Can you do it out there?
Why don't you just do it out there?
Come on.
Alex!
Hey!
That's the spirit?
Get down when I tell you. Get back. Get back. Whatever.
We've got intel that Shah is meeting with the Russian defense chief in Moscow. So go ahead, say it.
I'm not here to say I told you so. You know why I'm here.
Yeah. Clearance to bring along your mutants. Fight fire with fire. Makes sense.
Wait, you're okay with this? Sending in a bunch of untrained, unauthorized freaks?
These freaks are dedicated, hardworking people.
Plane leaves for Russia in an hour.
I'm telling you, these kids are not ready for sure.
I think they're gonna surprise you. They're an exceptional bunch of young people.
What the hell? What are you doing? Who destroyed the statue?
It was Alex.
No, Havoc. We have to call him Havoc. That's his name now. And we were thinking, you should be Professor X, and you should be Magneto.
Exceptional. I expect more from you.
We got a problem.
What?
I'm so sorry, this wasn't on the map.
No matter what happens, act normally. I'll take care of this, all right? Hey, listen to me.
Куда едешь?
К себе, на хутор.
Открывай кузов.
Хорошо, хорошо.
Easy. Take it easy, chaps.
А что в кузове?
Да ничего там нет.
Все хорошо?
Да.
Sure.
I don't know. If she's a telepath and I read her, she'll know we're here. Let me try something else.
Shaw sends his apologies, but he's indisposed. He asked me to come in his place. And between you and I, honey,
I'm a lot better company.
Please come in.
He's not coming. So what now, boss?
Now nothing. We're here for Shaw. Mission aborted.
The hell it is.
Eric.
She's his right-hand woman. That's good enough for me.
The CIA invading the home of a senior Soviet official. Are you crazy?
I'm not CIA.
Eric?
Ваше здоровье.
So you must be busy planning your next move, but with the Americans refusing to remove their missiles from Turkey.
You know, I can't talk about those things, Miss Frost.
Emma. And don't worry. You don't have to say a word.
Gonna start World War III single.
We have to do something.
Like what? We're moving out.
You can't.
I'm sorry. Can't leave him. Take Eric.
Be calm.
Who's back away, sir? Edwards.
Давай, куколка. You're beautiful, so beautiful. Yes, yes.
Pathetic.
Yes. Давай, куколка. You are. Yes, хорошо, хорошо.
Nice trick.
Что это? Кто вы? Ваш черт!
Go to sleep.
You can stop trying to read my mind, Sugar. You're never going to get anything from me while I'm like this.
So then you can just tell us.
Where's Shaw? Eric?
Eric, that's enough.
Enough!
All yours. She won't be shifting into diamond form again. If she does, just give her a gentle tap.
Children of the atom. Radiation gave birth to mutants. What will kill the humans will only make us stronger.
Beautiful, isn't it?
This is worse than we previously imagined. Taking you with us. CIA will want to question you themselves.
I doubt it. I have bigger things to worry about right now.
Whoa. All right.
Jesus, man, you are killing me.
Don't beat yourself up. I've got a lot of spare time.
Oh, I didn't know the circus was in town. Hey, come on, honey. Give us a little, No? Come on, let's see the foot. There it is. Come on, Bigfoot. Let's go. Hey. Hey, come on. Hey.
They're just guys being stupid. Guys being stupid I can handle. Okay, I've handled that my whole life. But I'd rather a bunch of guys stare at me with my clothes off than the way these ones stare at me. At us.
What was that? Oh, no, something doesn't feel right.
No news of Shaw?
Not a peep.
Not even through that back channel?
What is that?
Atrium.
Where are the mutants?
You take another step, I'm gonna put you down.
Of course he will. Where do I find the more evolved people?
Send back up now! Get back! Do not leave that room! We're under attack!
Where are the mutants?
Put that man down or we will open fire!
Where's the telepath?
Not here.
Too bad. Well, at least I can take this silly thing off.
Good evening.
My name is Sebastian Shaw. And I am not here to hurt you.
Freeze!
Azazel? My friends, there's a revolution coming when mankind discovers who we are, what we can do. Each of us will face a choice. Be enslaved or rise up to rule. Choose freely, but know that if you are not with us, then by definition, you are against us. So, you can stay and fight for the people who hate and fear you, or you can join me and live like kings.
Angel.
Are you kidding me?
Come on. We don't belong here. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. We have to do something.
Stop. I'm coming with you.
Good choice. So tell me about your mutation.
Well, I adapt to survive. So I guess I'm coming with you.
I like that.
Alex, get out! Do it!
Protecting your fellow mutants? It's a noble gesture. Feels good. Adapt to this.
Повторяю, мои симпатии. Ваши старания относительно того, как с вами поступили ЦРУ. Это американцы безжалостные. Они разместили свои ракеты в Турции. Я надеюсь, что вы тоже разместите свои новые ракеты. Вы знаете, что американская система раннего обнаружения им не поможет. Я слышал, Куба прекрасно в это время года. И так близко к Флориде.
Ракеты на Кубе? Вы серьезно?
Мы можем также объявить войну.
Maybe I wasn't clear enough. You will make this happen.
Хорошо. Let's see what KGB think about this.
Алло, генерал армии Волков.
По какому поводу?
Ничего.
Raven. We've made arrangements for you to be taken home immediately.
We're not going home.
What?
He's not going back to prison.
He killed Darwin. All the more reason for you to leave. This is over.
Darwin's dead, Charles. And we can't even bury him.
We can avenge him.
Eric, a word, please.
They're just kids.
No, they were kids. Shaw has his army. We need ours.
We'll have to train. All of us. Yes?
Yeah.
Well, we can't stay here. Even if they reopen the department, it's not safe. Got nowhere to go.
Yes, we do.
The law says we've got to turn her over.
The law applies to human beings. The same laws don't apply to mutants. They're too dangerous. Times like this, security is more important than liberty. There's a war coming, John.
Yes. But a war with who?
excellent question. Though I wouldn't call it a war exactly. That suggests both sides stand an equal chance of winning.
Держать полный ход по курсу.
The Russians have sent their warheads to Cuba. We have a week before the ship hits the coast. Our fleet can be on this line when the Russian missile ship arrives.
If that ship crosses the line, they will have declared war against the United States. We will have no choice but to retaliate with a full nuclear response. Do we agree? Dispatch the 7th Fleet.
This is yours.
No, it's ours.
Honestly, Charles, I don't know how you survived living in such hardship.
Well, it was a hardship softened by me. Come on, time for the tour.
Дорогие товарищи, Соединенные Штаты направили свои военные корабли к Кубе. Это не оставляет нам выбора. Товарищ первый секретарь, мы должны послать туда наш флот. И мы пошлем!
President Kennedy has signed a formal proclamation setting up a blockade of all missiles bound for Cuba.
The Soviet Union reacted by terming it a step along the road to unleashing a thermonuclear war.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't shoot anybody point blank, let alone my friend.
Oh, come on. You know I can deflect it. You're always telling me I should push myself.
If you know you can deflect it, then you're not challenging yourself. Whatever happened to the man who was trying to raise a submarine?
I can't. Something that big? I need the situation, the anger.
No, the anger's not enough.
What's gotten the job done all this time?
Stanley gotten you killed all this time. Hey, come here. Let's try something a little more challenging. My stepfather took the possibility of nuclear war quite seriously this way. That's why he had this bunker built down here. Thought we could use it as a practice range of sorts.
You don't think I'm going to blow up the walls?
Ah, he had this place built to withstand a nuclear bomb. I think he can handle you, Alex.
You know, when I do this, bad things tend to happen.
It's because you can't control it. It controls you. That's why we're here, Alex. That's why we're training. What you're doing is incredible. You're hitting a pitch with sound waves that have the same resonant frequency as the glass. That's why it shatters. But this, it's like any other muscle in the body. You can control it. In each of us, two natures are at war.
Robert Louis Stevenson, Jekyll and Hyde.
Top marks. Story wasn't really about good and evil, though, was it, Hank? It was about man's animal nature and his struggle to control it, to conform. And it's that struggle which is holding you back.
Jekyll was afraid of what he could be capable of.
You are too.
If you're serious about me doing this, you might want to get back.
Nice. Should I shut the door?
Yeah.
Maybe you're ready.
Oh my God.
I will teach you to control this, Alex.
You're sure that this will work?
Anything is possible. I base the design.
Hank, stop talking. Come on.
Now remember, scream as hard as you can.
You need the sound waves to be supersonic. Catch them at the right angle and they should carry you.
They should carry me. That's reassuring.
was up.
And don't forget to scream.
If you want to beat me this time, you have to set the beast free. On your marks, get set, go! Oh, congratulations, my friend. Robert Louis Stevenson would have been proud.
Impressive, eh? Feet like those, all you need is a red nose. Right, Bozo?
I'm done here. Thank you, Alex.
Come on, Hank.
If you're using half your concentration to look normal, then you're only half paying attention to whatever else you're doing. Just pointing out something that could save your life. You want society to accept you, but you can't even accept yourself.
Sexy.
Well, this is just the prototype. The real one will look considerably better. It'll be a whole suit. See, these sensors measure your energy output. This panel focuses it, and the excess is absorbed.
All right, try hitting the one in the middle, just the one in the middle, mind. Good luck.
See this, your genes are extraordinary, you know that? Your cells age at half the rate of a normal human. When you're 40, you'll still have the leukocytes of a teenager. You have the most incredible cellular structure I've ever seen.
Can you truly believe I'll fly this time?
Unreservedly.
I trust you.
I'm touched.
I don't trust him.
Say nothing.
I want to die!
All right, look, we're not going to make you do anything. You don't have to
feel like you're helpful.
Oh! Eric!
You know you were thinking the same.
Wonderful work, Hank. Thank you very much. All right, Alex, I want you to hit the X and try not to hit me. That's a good chap.
You're serious?
I'm very serious. I have complete and utter faith in you.
I still a bozo?
Yes, Hank, you're still a bozo. But nice job.
See that? Try turning it to face us. You know, I believe that true focus lies somewhere between rage and serenity. Would you mind if I...
What did you just do to me?
I accessed the brightest corner of your memory system. It's a very beautiful memory, Eric. Thank you.
I didn't know I still had that.
There's so much more to you than you know. Not just pain and anger. It's good, too. I felt it. And when you can access all that, you'll possess a power no one can match. Not even me.
So come on. Try again.
Policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile crossing the embargo line that surrounds Cuba as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet
Union. That's where we're going to find Shaw.
How do you know?
Two superpowers facing off, and he wants to start World War III. He won't leave anything to chance.
So much for diplomacy. I suggest you all get a good night's sleep.
Ultimately leads to war. Tensions mount as a Soviet missile ship nears Cuba. All diplomatic efforts to avert nuclear war have thus far failed, as the American people ready themselves for the likelihood of an atomic attack. There are widespread reports of panic buying. Supermarkets cleared, as shelters unused since the Second World War are stocked for what may lie ahead. In all its history, America has never faced a greater threat.
The world is primed for war, and there's no one to stop me.
Come in.
Hey, I have a surprise for you. I isolated the right marker in your DNA sample. The serum works like an antibiotic, attacking the cells that cause our physical mutation. It won't affect our abilities, just our appearance. You do still want to do this?
Should we have to hide?
Well, you already do. You're hiding right now, like I have my whole life. I don't want to feel like a freak all the time. I just want to look
normal.
Yeah.
Hank, don't. You're beautiful, Hank. Everything you are, you are perfect. Look at all of us. Look at all we've achieved this week. All we will achieve. We are different. But we shouldn't be trying to fit into society. Society should aspire to be more like us. Mutant and proud.
It behooves me to tell you, but even if we save the world tomorrow, and mutants are accepted into society, my feet in your natural blue form will never be deemed beautiful. You look beautiful now. We need this cure. Cuba, Russia, America, makes no difference. Shaw's declared war on mankind, on all of us. He has to be stopped.
I'm not going to stop Shaw. I'm going to kill him.
Do you have it in you to allow that?
You've known all along why I was here, Charles. But things have changed. What started as a covert mission, tomorrow mankind will know that mutants exist. Shaw us, they won't differentiate. They'll fear us. And that fear will turn to hatred.
Not if we stop a war. Not if we can prevent Shaw. Not if we risk our lives doing so.
Would they do the same for us?
We have it in us to be the better men.
We already are. We're the next stage of human evolution. You said it yourself.
No.
Are you really so naive as to think that they won't battle their own extinction? Or is it arrogance?
I'm sorry.
After tomorrow, they're going to turn on us. But you're blind, Ted, because you believe they're all like Moira.
And you believe they're all like Shaw. Listen to me very carefully, my friend. Killing Shaw will not bring you peace.
Peace was never an option. This is a surprise.
The nice kind?
Get out, Raven. I want to go to bed. Maybe in a few years.
How about now?
I prefer the real Raven. I said the real Raven. Perfection.
Could you pass me my robe?
You don't have to hide. Have you ever looked at a tiger and thought you ought to cover it up?
No, but...
You're an exquisite creature, Raven. All your life, the world has tried to tame you. It's time for you to be free.
Sometimes I wonder what my life would have been like if you hadn't found me here that night.
Sorry, what? God's sake, Raven, where are your clothes? Put some clothes on.
That's not what you said when you first saw me. But I guess pets are always cuter when they're little, right?
Raven, I don't know what's gotten into you lately. I thought you'd be in a good mood. Hank, he tells me that he's found the answer to your cosmetic problem. You're going to tell me what's the matter, or do I have to read your mind?
You promised me you would never do that.
Until recently, I never had to use my power to know what you were thinking, Raven.
You know, Charles, I used to think it was going to be you and me against the world. But no matter how bad the world gets, you don't want to be against it, do you? You want to be a part of it.
What the hell happened here? Hank has been busy.
Do we really have to wear these?
As none of us mutated to endure extreme G-force or being riddled by bullets, I suggest we suit up.
I'm here.
Hank?
It didn't attack the cells. It enhanced them. It didn't work.
Yes, it did, Hank. Don't you see? This is who you were meant to be. This is you. No more hiding.
Never look better, man.
Hank?
Don't mock me.
Hank, put him down immediately, please.
Hank! Hank!
I wasn't.
Even I gotta admit, you look pretty badass. I think I got a new name for you. Beast.
You sure you can fly this thing?
Of course I can. I designed it.
Status of the cargo ship.
Bearing 180 at 12 knots.
3 minutes to the embargo line, sir. God help them if they cross it.
God help us all.
Sound general quarters.
General quarters, general quarters. All hands man battle station.
Yes, sir.
Set condition zebra.
General quarters, battle station.
Капитан, мы уже получили приказ. Вам что? Нужны новые указания?
Я уже прошел через одну войну, товарищ замполит. Я не хотел бы начинать новую.
Боевая готовность!
Боевая готовность!
Gunboss. Target cargo ship. Bearing 180.
Вот сообщает. Все огневые средства готовы.
Из Кремля новые приказы. ДС-25 грузовому судну Аральское море настоящим приказано лечь на обратный курс и вернуться в порт Одесса. Аральское море, прием! Аральское море, прием!
Они не получили сообщение.
Корабль не поворачивает.
Аральское море, вам приказано лечь на обратный курс. Не пересекать линию.
Target ready to be fired upon, sir.
Stand by to fire.
Standing by, sir.
Messy out there.
Crew of the RLC are all dead. Shaw's been there.
He's still here, somewhere.
He set the ship on course for the embargo line.
If that ship crosses the line, our boys are gonna blow it up. And the war begins.
Unless they're not our boys.
USS Independence, this is Alexander Nevsky. We have lost control of our cargo ship. She's been instructed to stop. Do not fire. Repeat, do not fire.
They've signaled the cargo ship to turn around, sir.
It's a ruse.
Pay no attention.
Stand by to fire.
Standing by to fire, sir.
On my count. 5, 4.
Thank you.
Russians. They have fired on their own ship.
A little warning next time, Professor.
Sorry about that. You all right?
Son of a...
Give me Sinclair on the horn. I want a new set of orders.
Поздравляю, товарищ замполит. Вы только что предотвратили ядерную войну.
Что?
Арестовать его!
Что? Что произошло? Нет, зачем? Не можете!
They say the comrade lost his mind. The Americans are applauding.
They're here. That telepath is powerful. We're moving to a backup plan.
That was inspired, Charles.
Thank you very much, but I still can't locate Shaw.
He's down there. We need to find him now.
Hank?
Is there anything unusual on the radar or scanners?
No. Nothing.
Well, then he must be underwater. And obviously we don't have sonar.
Here's what we do. He's with you.
They are ready for war. We just need to strike another match to light the fuse. And we still have the most powerful weapon of all. Me. Turn the nuclear reactor to 100% output and make sure I'm not disturbed.
Hank, level the bloody plane!
Whoa, you back right up.
Beast up in the bomb bay door!
Control it! You'll be in here the entire time! We'll see you soon! On my mark! 3, 2, 1, go!
Alert the fleet. They may want to take their hands off.
Banshee's got a location on shore. You ready for this?
Let's find out. Remember, the point between rage and serenity.
Moira? Moira, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I read the teleporter's mind. Shaw's drawing all the power out of his sub. He's turning himself into some kind of nuclear bomb.
We got no time. The Geiger count's going out of control.
All right, Moira, this is what we're going to do. Get the radio, tell them to clear both leaks out immediately.
I'm going in.
Beast, Havoc, back him up. Eric, I can guide you through once you're in, but I need you to shut down whatever it is that's blocking me, and then we just hope to God it's not too late for me to stop him.
Got it. Good luck! Raven, stop!
I'm going to help them.
We don't have time for this. Anything comes in that entrance, you're taking care of it, yes?
Fine.
That's the point my mind can't penetrate. We have to assume that that's where Shaw is. That's the nuclear reactor. Disable it.
You're there. You've reached the void.
He's not here, Charles.
Shaw's not here. He's left the sub.
What? He's got to be there. He has to be. There's nowhere else he can be. Keep looking.
And I'm telling you he's not. There's no one here, goddammit.
Eric. What a pleasant surprise.
Eric? Eric!
So good to see you again.
Gone.
What?
He's gone into the void. I can't communicate with him there.
Why fight for a doomed race who will hunt us down as soon as they realize their reign is coming to an end?
Keep doing it. It's starting to work.
But everything I did for you. To unlock your power. To make you embrace it.
It's working. I'm starting to see him, but I can't yet touch his mind.
Come a long way from bending gates. I'm so proud of you. And you're just starting to scratch the surface. Think how much further we could go together.
Control this man for so long.
Sorry, Charles.
Eric, please, be the better man. You haven't...
But I don't trust you.
Eric, there will be no turning back!
No!
Charles!
Don't do this, Eric!
If you're in there, I'd like you to know that I agree with every word you said. We are the future. But unfortunately, you killed my mother. This is what we're going to do.
No! Please, Eric, no.
I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to move the coin. One.
Please, Eric.
We can end this threat for good. We'll never have another opportunity like this.
We have an agent on that beach.
One agent.
She's a good agent.
She's collateral damage.
Today our fighting stops! Take off your blinders, brothers and sisters. The real enemy is out there. I feel their guns moving in the water. Their metal targeting us. Americans, Soviets, humans. United in their fear of the unknown. The Neanderthal is running scared, my fellow mutants. Go ahead, Charles. Tell me I'm wrong.
Fleet Commander, this is X-ray Bravo 70. Respond, over. The beach is secure. Call off the attack.
The beach is targeted and ready to be fired upon, sir.
Stand by.
Standing by, sir.
Приказ. Открыть огонь по берегу.
Hello? Hello?
Fire. Огонь!
You said yourself, we're the better men. This is the time to prove it.
There are thousands of men on their ships, good, honest, innocent men. They're just following orders.
I've been at the mercy of men just following orders. Never again.
Спасибо за службу!
I said back off!
You did this.
Please.
She didn't do this, Ag. You did.
Us turning on each other. It's what they want. I tried to warn you, Charles. I want you by my side. We're brothers, you and I. All of us together, protecting each other. We want the same thing.
Oh, my friend. I'm sorry. But we do not.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
This society won't accept us. We form our own.
The humans have played their hand.
Now we get ready to play ours. Who's with me? No more hiding.
Promise me you would never read my mind.
I promised you a great many things, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Take care of him. Never forget, mutant and proud.
Help me up, help me up.
She's
gone. I'm gonna get you to a hospital.
Wait, don't, Charles. Charles, don't move, okay?
Oh, look. I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my legs.
In this week of Thanksgiving, there is much for which we can be grateful. As we look back to where we stood only 4 weeks ago, the unity of this hemisphere, the support of our allies, and the calm determination of the American people. These qualities may be tested many more times in this decade.
So how many students do you think you'll have here once you get the academy up and running?
As many as I can manage, possibly more.
You know, one day the government is going to realize how lucky they were to have Professor X on their side.
I suppose I am a real professor now, aren't I? Next thing you know, I'll be going bald. We're still on the government side, Moira. Still G-men, just without the G.
No. You're your own team now. It's better. You're X-Men.
Yeah. Yes, I like the sound of that. Moira, for us, anonymity will be the first line of defense.
I know. They can threaten me all they want, Charles. I'll never tell them where you are. Ever.
I know you won't. I know.
I remember the attack on HQ, leaving to go somewhere else. And then this morning, I woke up at home. That's it.
All that time wiped clean from your mind. Just gone. He can do that. You don't remember anything.
Sometimes I get fragments. Like trees. Sunlight. A kiss.
Oh, Jesus. Gentlemen, this is why the CIA is no place for a woman.
How was that?
I know we've had our differences,
Where's your telepath friend?
Gone. Left a bit of a gap in my life, if I'm to be honest. I was rather hoping you would fill it. Join us.
Eric, I believe.
I prefer Magneto.